Level 8, Flood. It had been raining for days.
All this rain, said Biff. I wish it would stop.
I'm taking Floppy for a walk, said Mom. Who wants to come? Biff and Chip looked at her.
Not us, they said. It's raining.
In the end, Biff said she would go with Mom. They went into the park. It was not much fun in the rain.
Look at Floppy, said Mom. He can't help getting muddy. The ground is so wet and squelchy.
Biff and Mom walked across the park. They wanted to cross the little bridge, but the stream had flooded.
I've never seen it this high, said Mom. Biff was excited.
Oh, look, she said. The bridge is underwater.
Biff began to wade across the bridge, but Mom called her back.
It's not a good idea, said Mom. The stream is flowing really fast and you can't see the edge of it. What if you slipped in?
If it goes on raining, the water will flood across the park, said Biff.
Mom looked thoughtful.
I hope the rain stops, she said. We don't want the flood to get as far as our house.
The next morning, when Biff and Chip were at school, it was still raining. The children couldn't go out to play.
Another wet playtime, sighed Chip. I wish it would stop raining.
So do I, sighed Mrs. May too.
In the afternoon, it stopped raining.
Hooray! Now we can play football, said Wilf.
But there were big puddles on the field.
I'm sorry, said Mrs. May. We can't play football today. The ground is too wet.
That evening, Biff, Chip, and Keeper were watching television. The weather forecast came on.
Some bad storms were coming with a lot more rain.
Not more rain, sighed Chip.
The storm came in the middle of the night. The rain beat on the roof of the house and it lashed against the windows. It was so loud that Biff and Chip couldn't sleep.
Mom brought them a hot drink.
Poor Floppy, said Biff. He hates this.
In the morning, Dad took Floppy for a walk. Chip went with him. When they got to the park, Chip gasped. The park was flooded. It was like a giant lake. Chip thought the floods were fun. Dad looked worried.
I don't like the look of this, he said.
We don't want the water to go as far as our house. Chip grinned at Dad.
It couldn't go that far, he said. Could it?
But it didn't stop raining and the floods grew worse. The water reached the edge of the park. Then it began to creep up the road. It came through the fence and flooded the end of the garden. The road near Wilf and Wilma's house was flooded. The children watched the cars going through the flood. One car had broken down and was stuck in the middle.
That day, the school was closed. The hall was flooded and there was no heating.
What are we going to do all day? Asked Wilf.
I'm sorry, said Mrs. May. We can't open the school today.
When the children got home, they saw a lorry in the street. It was loaded with sandbags.
People were taking the sandbags to their houses. "We need you all to help," said Mom.
Biff and Chip helped to carry the sandbags. They were very heavy. Dad put them in front of the doors.
"I just hope the water doesn't come up this far," said Dad.
Mom looked upset.
"The floods may get worse," she said, "so there's only one thing to do."
She picked up a chair.
"We'll have to take things upstairs," said Mom.
They all began to carry things upstairs. It was hard work, and Keeper began to get worried.
"What will happen if the water floods into my bedroom?" he asked.
"Don't worry," said Biff. "It won't."
Some things were too big and heavy to carry upstairs.
"What shall we do with the sofa?" asked Dad.
Mom had a good idea. She got a folding table. "We can put the sofa up on this," she said.
It rained in the night. Dad couldn't sleep.
He was too worried about the flood. Then he heard the sound of water. He went downstairs and looked.
Oh no, the flood water had come in. Everyone woke up. The lights didn't work, so Mop lit a lamp. They all looked downstairs. The hall was full of water.
"This is terrible," said Chip. "Lots of houses must be flooded."
The next day, Biff, Chip, and Keeper looked out of the window. The whole street was flooded.
"I can't believe it," said Keeper. "It looks like a river."
"It's amazing," said Biff.
A man paddled past in a canoe. It looked funny to see a canoe in the street. The man shouted up to them.
"Are you all right?" he asked.
"Yes, thank you," Chip called back. "But we wish the flood would go away."
Some fire officers came to the street. They wore big, long boots.
"Can we take you to somewhere warm and dry?" asked a fire officer.
"Yes, please," said Mom. "I don't think we can stay here."
The fire officers brought a dinghy to the front door. Everyone got in. Dad carried Floppy.
"I never thought we'd sail up our street in a boat," said Chip.
Wilf and Wilma were in their house. They were looking out of the window. Biff, Chip, and Keeper waved at them.
"You can come and rescue us next," called Wilma.
A cat was stuck on a fence. The fire officer stopped the dinghy. Dad rescued it and gave it to Mom. Floppy looked at the cat, but he didn't even bark.
"He is being a good dog," said Keeper.
They went to a hall in the town. A lot of people were there. Wilf and Wilma came in with their mom and dad. Biff showed Wilma the rescued cat.
"Poor little thing," said Wilma.
"We may have to stay here tonight," said Wilf. "We can't go back home to sleep."
Keeper was upset. There were too many people in the hall. He didn't want to sleep there.
"I want to go home," he said.
Later in the day, Gran came to the hall. "You can all stay with me until the flood goes down," she said. The children were pleased.
"It will be fun staying with Gran," said Keeper.
"Thank you, Gran."
When the floods were over, they went back home. They gasped when they saw the house. The floors were covered in mud.
"What a mess," said Keeper.
I hate it.
Never mind, said Dad. Bad things like this happen sometimes. He gave the children a big hug. Then he gave them some mops and brooms. And what's more important than all this mud? We are, said Mom.